This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
The wheels are in motion and the stage is almost set. The actors are about to be brought in to the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell at the Ada County Courthouse. The jury selection beginning just over a week and a half from now, March 27th and 28th, is when it all begins. We've been waiting for this for quite some time. Justice to hopefully be served and our questions to be answered of how on earth is someone going to defend Lori Vallow Daybell for what she's being accused of. Here's the story on what to expect as jury selection begins. Take a listen.
In the heart of Ada County, anticipation grows as the wheels of justice begin turning in the high-profile case against Lori Vallow Daybell, the Eastern Idaho mother accused of the heinous crimes of murdering her two children, J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan, and conspiring to murder her husbands. Set to commence on April 3rd, the murder trial is expected to captivate the nation for several weeks as gruesome details and shocking revelations emerge. To ensure a fair and impartial jury, potential jurors will convene at the Ada County Courthouse on March 27th and 28th to answer questionnaires. In a court order issued by Judge Stephen Boyce, only counsel and the defendant will be permitted to observe this stage of the process. As the distribution of questionnaires is considered an administrative function, before the Ada County trial, Lori is scheduled to appear in Fremont County Court for a hearing on Wednesday, March 15th. Following this, she will be transported to the Ada County Jail by March 25th. As the official voir dire process begins, the court will grant limited public access via simulcast remote viewing. This will be available in designated rooms at both the Ada County and Madison County courthouses. Family members of those involved will be given priority seating, while the remaining seats will be assigned through a reservation system established by the county courthouse. It is important to note that only certain portions of the jury selection will be simulcast. Sections in which potential jurors are questioned individually will be closed to the public. Religious beliefs are expected to be a significant area of focus for prospective jurors. The court contends that by closing only portions of the questioning, it can strike a delicate balance, upholding the rights of victims and the public, ensuring the defendant's right to a fair trial and impartial jury, and allowing potential jurors to answer questions honestly. In a recent development, Judge Boyce has ruled to sever the trials against Lori and Chad Daybell, her husband. Chad had waived his right to a speedy trial back in August and has repeatedly requested that proceedings be delayed. His attorney, John Pryor, argued that the state failed to disclose evidence in a timely fashion, leaving him unprepared for an April 3rd trial. As of now, a new date for Chad Daybell's trial has not been set. The upcoming events in the Ada County Courthouse will undoubtedly draw significant attention, as the tragic story of a family torn apart by alleged murder and conspiracy unfolds. The nation will watch with bated breath as the judicial process seeks to uncover the truth and deliver justice for the victims, J.J. Vallow, Tylee Ryan, and Tammy Daybell. The impending trial promises to be a harrowing and emotional journey for all involved. The community, the families, and the entire nation will undoubtedly seek closure as they grapple with the unfathomable acts of which Lori Daybell stands accused. In a case that has captured the attention of millions, the pursuit of justice continues, and the hope for closure looms on the horizon as the Ada County Courthouse readies itself for a trial that will be etched in the annals of history.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
I got my popcorn ready. How about you? Sounds horrible because, this we're talking about the lives of several people. It's not even just the kids, a husband, a wife, an ex-husband, an ex-wife. It's just a head-spinning case, and that's, I think, why we're all drawn into it. Trying to figure how could a human being or human beings do such things, but they do, as we learn every single day. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our coverage of this case. We even have a specific channel for you for it. If you're not there already, it's called Demise of the Daybell. Search for it wherever you download podcasts. Press subscribe there. We're going to have all of the content there for you, as well as on Hidden Killers and True Crime Today. If you only want Daybell content, that's where to find it. Just search Demise of the Daybells wherever you download podcasts, and you can find us right there as well. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.